Texas transfer guard Tyrese Hunter, who is the number 12 transfer in America, according to 247 Sports, averaged 11.1 points a game last year at Texas in the Big 12, averaged 4.1 assists. I watched a little bit of him. And, you know, what I would say about Tyrese Hunter is that he is a gamer. That is sort of how I would describe him. You know, he is not the most consistent player in America. That shot 34% from three last year, so not super efficient, but did shoot 51% from two. So, you know, definitely very solid from, you know, the inside the three-point line, and has gotten better from three. You know, I watched him against Colorado State. I mean, he's, you know, he's pretty rangy, even though he's only 6'1". He was the rookie of the year in the Big 12 in 2022. Mm-hmm. Do I think, Jason, that he's a point guard? I think that's sort of probably not fair. I think he's just sort of a guard, you know, kind of, you know, can do both. I don't think he's just like, oh, he's a true point guard in that sense of the word when you think about, like, the distributor. But I think he is exactly the kind of player that Memphis should be targeting for its team, because he's a proven contributor, a proven producer in a power conference, and he's dropping down to the AAC, where I expect his numbers to go up considerably, much like Dane Danger. This is sort of the same ilk, and so I'm a big fan of the pickup.
I am as well. Now, he's pretty highly ranked. Isn't he top 15 in terms of in the portal?
Mm-hmm. 12 at 247.
And a guy who we had said when you got P.J. Haggerty, okay, he's got to play point guard at Tulsa, but do you want him as your main ball handler all the time? Also, you know, over 100 assists, but also had the 80 turnovers. We'd said, be nice if you had a point guard who, oh, by the way, could play some defense.
Yep.
And Hunter can do that, by all accounts. I'm with you. I don't think he's pure, but with Haggerty, you got two playmakers up there. Okay, so it makes a lot of sense in terms of from an offensive standpoint. Both of those guys can be playmakers. Both of them have averaged over three assists, four assists. I think for Hunter, he was at five assists over at Iowa State. So he's done it before, but again, having another guy that can do that helps here. I think you can play both. You don't necessarily need pure, especially because for me, again, a lot of this was going to be about getting your identity back as much as you can when you've got to flip a whole roster. But you're getting guys who, it looks like to me, defensively are going to buy in for you. That's the other part about it. Other thing about it, he's got 2 years. I ain't saying Hunter's going to be here 2 years, but another transfer that you brought in now, there's only one, John, that I can count that is a one-year guy. That's Colby Rogers. You know, Hunter is 2 years. Okoji is 3 years. You're bringing in the kind of multi-year transfers. We said that if you're going to get some, you know, some continuity in your program, you need some of these transfers that are going to potentially stay for a couple of years. You've done that. Haggerty's got three. Be nice if you kept him at least two. That's another point of this. But I think defensively, too, is where Hunter can, with everything you said about him offensively, but defensively, you know, having him, P.J. Haggerty out front. P.J. Haggerty was a guy who, you know, really thrived sometimes when it came to steals. Defensively, I see a theme here.
Right.
And especially, again, if you go out and you get the type of big, you know, we've sort of envisioned next to Dane, whether that's a Moose or whatever else, you know, that getting back to defense just as important as how these things fit offensively, like both sides of it for Tyrese Hunter.
Yeah, I think it's a good pickup. And so I think where you have to sort of, you know, stop short is like trying to project how it's going to all fit in and look together. Like, I just think like, okay, this is a good player. He produced. I think he'll do well.
Well, he's starting.
Yeah, he's a starter. There's no doubt about
that. And so is Hager, you know?
Yeah, I think the starter, I mean, I think Colby Rogers is starting.
I do, too. I think that's your 1-2-3.
And then I think Dane Danger is starting.
I think that's your 1-2-3-4 or 1-2-3-5.
Yeah, like I saw Parth had Jourdain at the 5 in his depth chart, but as the starter, I don't think Jourdain would be starting over Dane Danger.
Again, play together? Yeah, but don't you and I, but they're going to go out and get another big. I mean, they wouldn't have contacted Musa Cisse if they're not looking and engaged in trying to get another big.
So I think a very possible starting five right now for Memphis as it all starts to come together is Hunter, Haggerty, Rogers, Danger, and Cisse. I think that's
y'all know the name we're not saying, David Jones, but it sure seems like they're operating as if, okay, we're going to have a backup plan. We're going to have a lineup for if David Jones is not back. Should he elect to go ahead and stay the NBA route? That's that. There's you a five. Again, little more work to do. Got to get a center. I'm with you. And then Jordan stays in a very valuable position coming off the bench, where he's been great. That, you know, that's the thing about him. Whether it's as a starter or as a bench guy, Jordan's shown that, you know, he can be effective in both. And so, you know, you can start to see the picture coming together, even though he's still got, what, 5-6 open spots.
Exactly. And they also added, not to be confused with Barack Obama, Baraka Okoji, they added from George Mason as a backup, as a depth guard last night. You know, again, you have to have some of that. You have to have some depth. You don't have to go crazy over every player. Every player can't be a starter. You do have to have some guys who are willing to come in here and not play as much. Although, knowing Penny, he will get certainly his shots to do that. So, yeah, Barack Okoji averaged 8 a game at George Mason. His splits were pretty rough, honestly, to look at, especially from three. But he does some good things. And from what I hear, is a guy that can be developed. Do I have a lot of faith that that will happen here? Not really. But, you know, you got to have players that come in here knowing they're not going to start and having that expectation. And maybe you get some, you know, some timely shots from him, or if somebody gets hurt, he can step in. You know, I mean, that's, you got to have somebody on the roster who's a little bit more prepared than Jared Harris, for example, the freshman.
Right.
So I think that's kind of what they're, you know, some potential, some upside. Who knows what's ever realized, but, you know, it's kind of there if you ever need it.
Yeah, I mean, you want to – the key is you have to play them enough, right, in terms of development. They have to be enough that they want to come back.
Exactly, right.
Okoji's got 3 years, to John's point, and if you're going to – is he going to stay the entire time if he's not playing next year, if he's behind all these guys? And that's my thing here is that clearly he understands. He sees the news. He sees what Penny's got so far in here, knows that he's committing on the same day as a Tyrese Hunter, and that they've already got P.J. Haggard in the fold, and then there's still the outside chance, maybe you called outside, maybe not, of David Jones coming back. He's got to understand that coming in, that, okay, I'm going to be a non-starter. Maybe he's okay with that.
Yep.
Maybe that's the point here. Because, again, you see, I mean, he's committing on the same day as a guy who's going to a starter coming over from Texas. They've got P.J. Haggard. And so maybe it's a deal where he understands I'm going to be behind guys and have to earn it. And then to the other point, look, when Caleb Mills went down, it seemed like this team's, you know, want to on the defensive end for a lot of, you know, for a lot of these guys. I mean, not going to say you didn't get effort from any of them, but that was your guy. You need more than one guy.
Right.
That's a dog defensively that could do that. And hopefully Okoji can bring that, and that can be your ticket out there as well. But, yeah, I mean, the hope is that you're, you know, you've got enough of a season in terms of balance that, yeah, you can get an Okoji out there, develop him enough that he feels – okay, yes, I'm a part of this going forward. Haggerty, 3 years. Danger's got two. Winton, that seems to have been cleared up. Colby Rogers is the only one of these guys that's 1 year. Hunter's two. Okoji's three. Again, the potential to keep some of this going forward, which we said was so key in terms of John's made the point. You want to get as many cracks at it as possible. Right? Make the tournament and get as many cracks as possible. You do that by keeping some continuity. It's harder when you're flipping entire rosters over. So from that standpoint, you've gone out and gotten some guys that, yeah, look like they could be multi-year guys for you, a la a DeAndre Williams, who was, you know, so critical to what you did for, what, 3 years?
Exactly. So, again, I think that, you know, now it's like, okay, you got to go get your big. Go get your big, your, you know.
Well, I'd take more than one.
Yep, go get a one or two.
I mean, you got plenty more open spots, but definitely a big. I'd like a starting center.
Like, I think I could go find, like, a sixth man, right? Like, a guy that can come off the bench and give you some punch. And then you're kind of, you know, I guess you can wait on David Jones, but,
I mean, you're playing. That's a whole plan without David Jones. That's good.
Yeah.
You needed to have that.
Exactly.
So that you're not waiting till June and, by, you know. Now you've missed out on other guys because you've held a spot that you could have filled with somebody valuable.
Exactly.
Seems like that's what they're doing.
I think that is what they're doing, and I think it's a good plan. I think it's smart, and so it's coming together. The picture is starting to emerge. I like what they did yesterday. Again, I am a fan of going after, rather than asking people to sort of come up and play at a new level that they've never played before. I would rather have players who are coming down a little bit who already showed. Like, Tyrese Hunter's a Power 5 player, played at Iowa State, played at Texas. He's a Power 5 kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's coming to the AAC. I do think he'll feast. I do think he'll be able to have his way with the AAC, right? I just do. Now, some people have UAB in the top 25. in the preseason. So that'll be interesting to see. Is Memphis once again going to find itself not installed as the AAC preseason favorite?
See how the rest of it comes together.
That's, like, shocking in some ways.
Yeah.
That Memphis would not be the favorite.
I mean, if you did have David Jones back, you'd be the favorite. If you didn't, I could see a world where they're picked second. Because the roster is so new. And you saw last year. You have last year as an example of how it could all go wrong. I don't care about where they're picked as much as I care. You better win the thing.
Right.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Last year we were talking about more so about how this team fit, how it fit together offensively. We liked the names and what we say. Oh, man, you had so many number one scorers from previous places that when a guy's off, they'll be able to create offense, offense, offense. And we talked so much about offense. Defense fell to 104. That hopefully these dudes are going to be the kind that are bought in on that. So that's what's got to get back. That's,
right.
Again, that's what Penny was able to hang his hat on for 5 years. It went out the window last year. And so I don't care as much as how it fits offensively now, as much as I do defensively. You got to get that back.
Exactly.
And so going and getting a rim protector, because Dange ain't really that.
No, he's not.
Right. Rim protection.
Body,
Jordan, active, all that. That's not what he does, though.
Right.
Need that rim protector. That's why I like the Musa fit a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a good start for Memphis.